Good evening, gentlemen. And how are you tonight? Well, it's my special night, and I have a cold one in my hands. No, not a dead penis. You guys are really weird at thinking of that. What did I think of that? Can't remember. But tonight we're going to look at a couple of news stories called Clown News. Well, the world is all gone clown anyway. But I think I got about 3 news stories to let you know about, and I'll put the links down below. But you might be interested in them. Okay, so let's go to the first one. Oh, there. That's a real wholesome-looking femon. And of course, they're always doing something really exciting. Well, are they? And this femon is not to be outdone in the disgusting area. She is actually selling her farts. Yes, that's right. Selling her farts. I didn't think femons farted. I thought they just tooted. Well, never mind. Yes, but apparently she puts her farts in a bottle and sells them, and apparently is making quite a lot of money. Not sure how she bottles them. I mean, hot air rises, so she'd have to be upside down with the bottle. Gets complicated, I think. But when you think femons can't be any more degrading than they already are, they are. Oh, guys, what do you think about this? Would you buy a bottle of a fart? I mean, I used to buy a bottle of sand from the beaches, all different sands from different beaches, but this is a bit different, wouldn't you say? And in this sort of job requirement, I guess you'd have to stock up on a load of baked beans or something, wouldn't you? To keep the business going. So what do you guys think? Would you buy a bottle of a fart of this femon's? I don't know, maybe Fabergé will be interested in this femon. And of course, as you real men know, femons smell worse than men's. And I remember once I went into the toilet after my girlfriend had been in there, I almost ralphed. And I come running out the door and I said to her, "You could have warned me," and she said, "It wasn't me." Of course, it was her. Denial, of course. Well, hang about, I can feel a little bit of a toot coming on now. Hey, get a bottle, grab a bottle. Anyway, let's move on to the next news story. So this couple, who are male and femon, and they went to the pub, I guess, and had a few drinks, and they got arguing. And I guess the argument went on and continued back when they got back to the flat. And after a while, the man thought he'd go and talk to the neighbours and apologise for the loud noises. And as he was walking out, the dog just flew out the window. I'm from the 3rd floor, this is. And the dog apparently broke its neck and died immediately. And he heard a femon say,
"Take that with you."
As the dog flew out the window. It was the man's dog and he was quite attached to it. And apparently some of the news people asked them about it, but they denied it and said they got it all wrong. But to be honest with you, femons do this sort of thing a lot. I have every visions of her throwing the dog out the window. Hell, they smash up our PlayStation, don't they? Our TVs, our cars, anything that takes our attention away from them. And this is how unstable and mentally ill they are, aren't they? You can bet your bottom dollar that the man will act like a simp and say she didn't do it, knowing full well she did. Or maybe this little dog just decided he wanted to commit suicide and jumped straight out the window, head first. Yeah, I doubt it as well. Anyway, guys, read the story and let me know what you think. Did the dog commit suicide, or was it pushed? So here's another story from the 1980s. This 11-year-old girl killed 2 boys and mutilated their genitals. The little boys were only 4 and 3 years old. And I guess she spent 12 years in prison or probably in a cushy place somewhere. And she's released now somewhere in the UK, but nobody knows where. I'll let you read the story and see what you think. Just shows you what lurks in the minds of these femons. And there's lots of evil people in the world, male and femon. But you know, I think some of the femons are born evil, and I think men become evil. Because this girl was only 11 years old. She hadn't had time to become evil. She must have been evil. Well, I'm gonna go get another cold one. And I hope you guys out there are practicing safety. And I don't mean wearing a mask and wearing your hard hat. I mean staying away from those crazy femons. They seem to degrade everything they touch. There's a silent war going on, isn't there? And it's war on men. But stand firm, men, because the femon supply routes are weakening.